last week you spoke with the town of Tonawanda regarding the recent announcement by the town to operate ambulance transportation services in the town. Mainly, what was discussed?
Obviously, we wanted to go over some of the issues that we noticed in the Fitch and Associates study, and we also gave them notice that we are actually terminating our contract at the end of this year.
So after this year, when Tonawanda starts its own ambulance service, you're going to be discontinuing?
Yeah, we are ending our contract at the end of the year. However, we will be continuing to operate pretty much as we have been until such time as the Tonawanda program is up and running. And at that point, hopefully we'll have a different agreement in place and you know, have an idea of what we'll be doing and what our role will be.
During the conversations that you had with the town here, what were some of the sticking points in that conversation and in the Fitch report in particular?
Well, the problem with the Fitch report is it's not based on any numbers and data from ambulance transport, which is something that is quite concerning to us, because the information there, while you know, I don't think there's a problem with the calculations are in fact based on some erroneous information. And we'd like to be included in any updates and you know, review of that information, so that pretty much the Tonawanda can get a better picture of what's actually going to go on with the new program.
How difficult is it to start an ambulance program like the one that's going to start in the town of Tonawanda?
It's a complicated process. There's a lot of state regulatory issues to be addressed. Obviously, there's the acquisition of equipment, which you know, can be sometimes difficult. There are typically back orders on getting ambulances in, but you know, it's not insurmountable by any means. But you do need to plan, and you do have to have some solid data to build your program on.
How likely is that the Twin City will work with the town of Tonawanda after all this comes to a close and Tonawanda starts their ambulance service?
At this point, I'm actually pretty pleasantly surprised with the way the meeting went. So I think we are, you know, in a good position right now to continue to operate in some capacity in the Tonawanda. What form that takes, I have no idea. It was somewhat encouraging, the discussion we did have, but we have a lot of details we need to work out.